Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and one aftershock of the catastrophic earthquake in Haiti was to delay their presidential election from February until this month. It's coming up on November 28th, and as the 19 candidates make the final push for their campaigns, many of them are touring the United States, from Boston to Miami to, of course, New York, where there are large Haitian-American populations, hoping to get support from the diaspora communities. Here, there are roughly 830,000 Haitians living in the United States, according to the 2009 census estimates. While many won't be able to vote in the upcoming elections, they do have influence beyond our borders, as many diaspora communities from many countries do. And my guest right now is Rico Dupuis, station manager and director of Radio Soleil here in New York, broadcasting to the Haitian community here. Hey, Rico, welcome back to WNYC.
Welcome, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
And Haitian listeners, let's hear from you for a few minutes. Do you have a candidate in this election? Does this election matter to Haiti? Remember when we had the musician Praz on the show? And he said, well, it may, sad to say, be time for a benign dictatorship for Haiti. Another Haitian friend of mine I ran into the other day was saying the same thing, that it's just not going to work. Democracy is too messy for the intensity of the problems that Haiti has right now. It's an unthinkable thought, but one that a few people have articulated. In the meantime, there are all these candidates. Are there any that you would vote for if you could? And maybe you can. 212-433-WNYC for our Haitian listeners. 212-433-9692. But just for the next few minutes, so if you call right in, you'll get right on. 212-433-9692. Rico, quick guide. Jacques-Edouard Alexis, former prime minister who quit after the flood riots in 2008. Charles-Henri Baker, the so-called white candidate, owns a few textile factories, upper-class industrialist. He's run before. Mirlan Manigat, wife of the former president, leading in some polls. Jude Celestin, supported by the current president, René Préval, also leading in some polls. Jean-Henri Seant, supported by one branch of Aristide's party, Levelas, which is still really popular, but the party was not allowed to have a candidate in these elections. Are there a few of those names that people should be focusing in on?
I think you just cited the leading one, the most popular ones. It's, as you said, Charles-Henri Baker, Jacques-Edouard Alexis, of course, Jude Celestin, who is the candidate of the governing party, Charles Siant, for the reason that you cited, that he has the support of a good faction of the Lavalas movement. These are the leading candidates.
How are they campaigning here? And tell our Haitian listeners who can actually vote as a member of diaspora.
Well, unfortunately, the diaspora cannot vote now, not because of any constitutional limitation, because there's nothing in the Constitution that prevents the diaspora from voting. It's purely a logistical matter. For logistical reason, the diaspora is not able to vote now because some of the questions are, for example, where are they going to vote? Are they going to the consulates? How are you going to manage the vote to avoid fraud and things like that? So it's an easy thing to have the diaspora vote, and there's major demand from the diaspora to vote. But, of course, the powers that be in Haiti, they have vested interest in making sure that the diaspora doesn't vote. All of them, theoretically, they subscribe to the idea of the diaspora voting, but for some reason it's not happening, although there is no constitutional limitation against that.
Miles in Cobble Hill has another problem with the voting in the way it's being organized. Miles, hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi. As someone who's been to Haiti twice, I'm really alarmed by the notion that this is democracy. I mean, Lavalas, the most popular party in Haiti, has been banned from participating in the elections. So
what about that, Rico? This is the Aristide party?
That is, that, Well, that is the fact. Aristide, as far as he is right now in South Africa, he remains the most popular politician on the Haiti political scene. In fact, just last week, he gave a lengthy interview to a journalist called Nicolas Wossier that was reproduced this week on a Haitian newspaper. In fact, this Sunday at 1 p.m., we will be broadcasting live this interview. That is an interview in which Aristide once again labeled the coming election as a selection as opposed to an election.
A selection as opposed to an election.
Correct.
And what do you think?
But that is the reality. I mean, how can you put aside the most popular party? But that is the current reality of Haitian politics. For some reason, the powers that be don't want Lavalas' involvement into the Haitian political sectors, and they managed so far with success to isolate the party and isolate its leader.
Monica in Teaneck, you're on WNYC. Hello, Monica.
Good morning, Hazeshen. I would like to vote for Baker, and I told my family to vote for Baker because he's the only one who was not part of the co-opted government in the past. So I will give him a chance. I will not choose none of the other 18 because they are part of the co-opted system in Haiti.
Monica, thank you. And Rico, why does Baker sometimes get called the so-called white candidate?
Well, Baker is a mulatto, and not even mulatto. Baker, to the average eye, looks white. So that is the reason.
So it's actually visual as opposed to something political or community oriented.
No, Baker is Haitian in whatever way you looked at it, but he happens to come from families that are very, very, very light skinned, and that's it. So some Haitian refer to him as the white candidate simply because of his complexion. But in terms of his view, he speaks his Creole very articulately, and he has a program, and he understands the needs to do something against the massive poverty that is destroying the Haitian society. You can do nothing in Haiti right now. There's no development that's possible without really increasing the purchasing power of the Haitian population.
So his
program, he puts a lot of emphasis on the need to really do something against that poverty. So in that sense, he has a language that is to some degree even populist, because he understands the need definitely to do away with that massive poverty in Haiti.
There was a debate, I understand, on Sunday that had three of the candidates present in the northern suburbs around here. Is that right? Because of the Haitian population in Spring Valley, in Rockland in particular. Or maybe that was a debate in Florida. I'm not sure what I'm seeing, actually.
The debate took place in Florida, but then again, it was I don't know if it was poorly organized or for whatever reason the only three candidates showed up. It was Mill and Maniga, and one very very like Gawudi Laguerre, who is in terms of popularity, it's really at the bottom of the list, and Mr. Blow, who is a minority candidate. So really, for some reason, most of the candidates decided, I guess, to shun the debate.
Renal and Flatbush, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Rico. Yes, I think Mrs. Maniga, as a former first lady and as a very experienced politician, I think she's pretty good to be president of Haiti. And the industrialist Baker also, he's very experienced and he's a pretty good man, and I think he's very qualified to be president. But the candidate of Préval, I think that's pretty unfair for Préval to use the country's money, the state media, and to campaign for his for Mr. Celestin. I think that's not fair at all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So to wrap up, Rico, do you think the next president, whoever it is, can make a difference considering the state of Haiti right now, which is perhaps worse than it's ever been?
We have monumental problems, and it definitely the election will not have any serious dent into that. But people are they have no hope. They're hoping that due to these problems, the earthquake, Thomas, and now the cholera, which threatened to destroy the very fabric of the Haitian society right now. So they hope that the election will be seriously and properly organized, and that a popular leader will emerge. But in my view, at this point, it's only happening. And we don't even know if the election will be organized, because yesterday, there was a massive street action, demonstrations against the government and against some of the UN forces, which are accused of bringing cholera in Haiti. And my understanding, sometime this week, there will be a major demonstration in Port-au-Prince, with a view to delay or to simply to stop the election, which they consider to be a big joke.
Rico Dupuy, station manager and director of Radio Soleil, broadcasting for the Haitian community here in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Douglas Rushkoff next, telling us to program or be programmed in our digital lives. Stay with us.